AC knows that when driving, the world around you is more important than your phone. Look up.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hits 92.9. In this catch up,
could there be a 6 grand engagement ring at the bottom of the Busselton jetty?
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
So you guys know I'm a bit of a royal fan now after we went to the royal wedding earlier this year.
Yep, we noticed.
And you know, Prince Charles this week, they had all their photos for his 70th birthday. But then there was also a really interesting moment where he was talking about the Queen, which is his mother. And just the way that he says this got me.
Your Majesty, Mummy.
Mummy. Now I'm scared and scarred from the whole mummy and daddy.
It's pathetic.
Talk.
Mummy.
Well, I want to focus on the daddy chat.
Yeah.
So remember I've told you about this guy that I used to date back in the day called the cashew?
The cashew.
Oh, yeah. Cashew.
The cashew. Yeah.
Oh, cashew.
Why built is he called
like
the
a,
cashew?
Built like a cashew.
We don't have to go into why his name was the cashew. He was a real nice guy. I actually really liked him. He really screwed me around. But anyway.
You fell for him hard.
I fell hard.
Fell for the cashew.
And I do like cashews. So when I tell my friends this.
I'm Googling what a cashew looks like. I don't actually know
like
what it looks
that.
Like.
So he used to ask to be called daddy.
Oh, no. Oh,
right.
Big daddy. But no. not just.
Well, when he was the cashew. Was
the cashew. Can you call me Big Daddy? No, I'll call you mediocre.
But he would do
oxymoron or whatever.
He would do stuff like Big Daddy needs a beer.
Oh.
Or Big Daddy wants a chicken parma for dinner.
That just like, makes me cringe. That's
sickening
to hear.
Is he a squeezer? If you look back now, is he a bit of a loser?
Oh, yes. But Big Daddy wants a beer from the bar.
Is that just his way of ordering you around?
Come and sit on Big Daddy's knee.
Oh, he did not like say that. Oh, no. That
Wait,
is gross.
Just even reliving it now, I forgot now.
And you just said you fell for
get,
him.
I know, and I used to get, because I used to laugh. I thought it was funny. But now I look back and I think that's absolutely horrendous.
What about in the intimate moments? Would Daddy get thrown around?
Once. And I was like, whack, never again.
Okay.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Honesty.
Time for a little bit of honesty, guys. Hey, less underage Western Australians are drinking. Ooh. According to regional WA cops, they're pleased to announce that arrests are down of youngsters trying to sneak tins, whether it's at the Bottle-O or using a fake ID trying to get into clubs and stuff. So, yep. I'm always a bit sus when they're like, well, arrests are down, so it must be happening less. I mean, maybe they're just lazy, but hey.
Hey, apparently the kids aren't drinking as much these days.
Oh, but maybe there's more of an issue with those flaming lunatics on meth that we might want to grab than the kid that's had 3 beers.
Heidi and Xavier.
Xavier and his meth talk.
Have you ever been? Well, it's a thing.
I should do a podcast on it.
Mate, you should because you're very passionate about it. You should.
They're lunatics.
Episode one would be Xavier thinks meth uses the lunatics. What would episode two be? Or just keep repeating
just
the same episode?
Nah, we'd get others in who thought they were lunatics as well. We'd share our experiences.
While arrests are down for underage drinking and fake IDs, Heidi and Xavier, have you ever been busted using a fake ID? 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I told you this story this week.
Yes and no.
How's that even a thing?
Well, I was using fake ID and the guy was like, that's fake. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, cool. And then off I went. I used it for the rest of the year.
I told you guys mine earlier this week. I was using my friend Kate's ID. She was 3 years above me at school.
The XBF.
I went in. It was the Eddie back then. It was the Elephant and Castle we would always go to. It was called the Eddie. And I went there and I was like, here. And I didn't know this guy. And he was like, you're not Kate. I used to date Kate.
Like, I've changed a bit over the...
No, we did kind of look similar, but I was just probably a bit chubbier.
I've had a couple of good months on the paddock, so worries.
So, and then he took it off me, so there you go.
Honesty!
According to a recent survey, 60% of people in Australia have had fun, spicy dreams about their colleagues.
Ooh.
Heidi and Xavier, have you had spicy dreams about a colleague?
3, 2, 1!
Yeah.
No.
I had a dream. I think, didn't I kiss you in my dream once, Saves?
Nah, please, mate. I went to town.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
This is a bit of a serious one. Hit me right in the feels. And I wanted to talk about it because
so was that.
Hit me right in the feels.
Okay, that's a cool term.
It is, isn't it?
No, not really.
I'm just using my R&B slang. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Okay, cool.
You are the oldest man, Zay. People have been saying that for that's like common day speak.
What is it? Cop me in the feels, or what'd
no,
you say?
Hit me in the feels.
Hit me in the feels.
So it really, because I think this is something that not many people talk about, but a lot of people go through it. And I think it's the reality of it. And when someone, say, like Jessie J opens up and talks about it, I think it makes everyone else feel like they can kind of talk about it.
And for those old people like myself, Jessie J is a
singer.
Singer, yes.
She's sold like over 20 million songs. Yep. She's massive in the UK. She came out here. She did The Voice and stuff. But you remember okay. the song, it's not about the money, money,
oh, yeah,
money.
Yeah, gotcha.
We don't need your honey. Yeah.
No, keep singing, bro. That's good. Like,
anyway,
yep.
She's just started dating Channing Tatum, you know, after after he split with his partner, Jenna. And
give me a slither of that.
She is touring all around the US at the moment, and she was performing on Tuesday night when she decided to tell the audience something extremely personal about her. But have a listen to her chat.
I wanted to write this song for myself in my moment of pain and sadness, but also to give myself joy and to give other people something that they can listen to in that moment when it gets really hard. So if you've ever experienced anything with this, or have seen somebody else go through it, or have lost a child, then please know that you're not alone in your pain.
So she then went on to chat, and she was told 4 years ago that she couldn't have children.
Fine. Yeah, right.
For someone so young, and, you know, desperate apparently to have kids. Like she's talked a lot in interviews and stuff before how much she can't wait to have children and she's broody and
yeah. Illness and or just body.
She didn't actually go she didn't go into the reasons, but she did say that she wrote this song and it's called Four Letter Word. And it's all about what she went through and how she was feeling. And like she said, it's for anyone who has lost a child, for anyone who can't have children and are going through these fertility issues.
B-A-B-Y, this just changed my life. Can't believe, I can't believe, I can't believe I don't have time.
So you can check that song
B-A-B-Y.
Out in full. Yeah, like it is, I mean, like for me, I saw one of my friends and I know we spoke about it on this show. I think I've told you guys about it, my friend who Sharon, who spent 8 to 9 years trying to have a child and just was taught and went through, paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for IVF. Mm. And then finally we found her an egg donor through this radio show.
Yeah.
And she's now just about to have her second child.
Yeah, right. Second one.
The second child with the same girl.
Yeah, right.
With the same girl that we found an egg through the show. And like, you know, like I said, it's something, it must be so incredibly difficult to have, you know, like, I don't know about you, Zaves, but when's your second child coming, you know, with M? Like, that, do you get that question all the time? Because for me now, I'm married. When are you going to have kids?
Well, they say 1 in 3 miscarriage.
Yeah.
So they're numbers you don't assume happen. Like, I don't even know if my mother had a miscarriage, but yeah. I was always assumed of the assumption that, oh, you have kids, just pump them out, away you go. Whereas for some, you're lucky enough for that to happen. But for others, like Taylor Walker's Adelaide Crows captain, an article came out last night and a story's been given personal leave from the football club over at the Adelaide Crows. He just had a miscarriage, must have been yesterday or the day before. So, and that follows Roy Sloan, who's the vice captain of the same football club, who had a miscarriage a month or so ago. Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't pick and choose. It's just a really sad thing that happens to a lot of people.
I know. It's funny that you say that with your mum. When my mum and dad were over here and we had the wedding and stuff, I never knew that my mum and dad always wanted a third child and really? Mum had several miscarriages. Yeah. And me and my brother were both pretty much like she had to take a lot of hormones and everything for my brother. And we're pretty much miracle children. Like she should not have had kids, they said. And she had numerous operations and everything. Now through going through everything she went through, she's found out she's got polycystic ovaries, which they never knew that back in the day.
Oh, so because of just the medical advancements and stuff.
Yeah, so, right. And I know your mum, obviously.
Yeah, 12 years they were trying for children unsuccessfully in IVF twice as well. Yeah so it is very common but very rarely spoken about.
It is, and it's funny, like me and my girlfriends were talking recently and I think you said with Em when, you know, you said you told people quite early because if she did have a miscarriage, she wanted to have the support.
Yeah, it wasn't a taboo topic. It's 1 in 3. Like I understand some people might be embarrassed by it, but for us it was just like if something happens, it happens and that's the shocking part of life. Life and friends and family need to know, but they'd like to know and help when Em's home sad, but nothing happened. So
yeah. Well, yes, thinking of everyone that has gone through that. But like I said, if you want to check out Jessie's J's song, Four Letter Word, if you have lost a child or you are going through fertility issues, maybe it might give you a little bit of, I guess, not feeling so alone.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hit app. Download it today.
Next Tuesday night is the official calendar launch of Men and Their Mongrels. Xavier Alice, our very own, is going to be Mr. September with the dog Tilly is in there as well. How did Tilly like being a model?
Yeah, she loved it. It was pretty hot though and I had her dressed up. But yeah, the Flying Tildo did a great job.
So as well as the calendar launch, Guy Sebastian will be performing, Amy Shark and Conrad Sewell all next Tuesday night in Sydney. The three of us are going. We thought we'd take three other people as well. So whoever looked most like their dog was going to be the winner. Now, the votes have been cast. We've got the winner's phone number. Let's give him a call.
Please be Sheree. Please be Sheree. Please be Sheree.
Good morning. Anthony speaking.
Hello, Anthony. Do you know who this is?
I'm guessing 92.9.
You guessed correct. It's Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Anthony, can you describe what you and your dog look like?
Well, my dog's a Moodle, and she is curly, and I've got the most crazy curly hair as well.
Yes. You kind of look alike, don't you?
Yeah, very much so.
Do people say that to you? Do they get you confused? Do they make that up in the street?
Well, I mean, sometimes when my dog walks me, then yes.
Well, Anthony, Xavier Ellis has something to tell you. Oh, you obviously know he's Mr. September for the calendar launch that we're going to Sydney.
Well, there's a checklist
on Tuesday
first. So you've obviously, your dog's name's Bree, is that correct?
That's correct.
So you've got a dog. Do you have two friends?
I was going to bring my sisters, actually.
Okay, so you got sisters, so that's a check. Well, mate, congratulations, mate. We're going to bring you and your two sisters to Sydney for Men and Their Mongrels calendar opening. You got Amy Shark, Conrad Sewell, and Guy Sebastian. So congratulations, mate.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
No worries, mate. Now, I just need to clarify, too. Your photo does look like you could potentially be a serial killer. That's not the case.
No.
All right.
No, my dog is the serial killer.
Okay.
Well, leave Bree chained up then. Who are you excited about seeing? Amy Shark, Conrad Sewell, or Guy Sebastian, or Mr.
Guy
September?
Guy
Sebastian in the house.
Yeah, yep. He's good.
Well, Guy's on the show on Monday, and his brand new single, Before I Go, is available to stream and download now. So Guy Sebastian, Amy Shark, and Conrad Sewell will be with you next week. Mate, thanks so much for being part of it.
Thank you so much.
See you in Sydney, brother.
Bye.
Bye.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan on The Hit app. Download it today.
Proposal fails. When did you go to propose and you stuffed it up? Now, I don't know about you, Zave, but we've talked about this before. When you're in a relationship for a long time, every time you go on a holiday, it's like, oh, popping the question, any news, something's going to go on. And I've been asked so many times about popping the question to Bridget. Not only does it kind of just add to the pressure, but it makes me think that I need to do a good job of it because I feel like there's all these little people sneaking into my DMs and coming up to me on the street and now they're like waiting for this big epic proposal.
No, but it's about you and Bridget.
It's
and
really so not though because everyone's sticking
but
their business
but you're
in.
Now allowing everyone judges. Else to be. But,
everyone
but
judges.
It's about you and Bridget. Like that's,
well, it's not. It's about everyone else getting their little sticky fingers in there telling me what to do with my life. Well,
otherwise, why do the girls say, oh, let me have a look at your ring, please?
Yeah, oh, how do you do it?
They're all judging.
Everyone's
but
judging.
But for me, I'm like, the way that you propose will be what you want to do as a couple, like what you both love.
No, I'm just thinking about the judgy people in sales because that's exactly what they're going to say. There's two questions they ask the lady. It's never about the guy. What's the two questions again, Zave? All right, I'll tell you what you just said. Show me the ring. How's the ring?
Oh, sorry.
How did he do it?
How did he do it? I knew the ring bit. I forgot the how do you do it part.
But how do you do it part's nice. And like I said, it doesn't have to be over the top. It's about you two and what you want in your relationship.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to say. But the reality is that everyone's going to judge you and they're going to judge you hard.
The promotion girls are dealing with their own insecurities.
Yeah.
And they tip it on you.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. They go, who else can we take our stuff out of today? Maybe Ryan's proposal. I heard it was terrible. The 13-10-60 proposal fails. I want to hear. Maybe you planned this big thing and then you like lost the ring or maybe you got cold feet and didn't get around to it. Or a lot of people go to a lot of effort to plan surprises and there's like a lot of moving parts. Oh, this person's going to deliver this
How
and that
thing's on the side.
And then I didn't come to plan. Now, last night on The Bachelorette, our local boy, Todd, he thought he was a sure thing. He was a lock-in. Have a listen to how much he just knew he was going to win.
Ali is my future wife and the future mother of my kids.
And guess what?
Oh, the poor guy. guys thinking of him.
No, you're in a rat race full of 20 blokes.
Still,
you came second.
Still had a broken heart.
I've got a scoop, guys.
What's the scoop?
Over previous years, the finale of The Bachelor or Bachelorette has happened in places such as Bali, private beach in Fiji.
Yes.
Africa on this big, glorious, epic safari.
Yeah.
The rumor is that Todd used so much of Channel 10's money on the ring that he didn't even get to use, that they that was the reason why last night's finale was in some swamp in the bush in Australia somewhere.
But do you reckon, because surely that would have been sponsored by the person who gave the ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, as if Channel 10.
But who was? You don't know. Like, we don't know who it was, so they didn't get much airtime. We didn't watch it.
You know what I mean? Well, exactly right. So I was like, so you're going to pay for this thing that isn't going to get used? I mean, I'm not going to give you a ring for no reason.
Imagine if you did spend so much money on a ring that you didn't leave anything for, like, a nice dinner or a proposal. Like,
that might be an issue on my end of town. But,
here's all the money I've got left. So buy yourself whatever you want with $4.80 that I found in the dryer earlier this morning.
But you hear proposal fails all the time, especially you see them online and stuff. But even, like, girls finding or, you know, finding the ring before the guy can propose.
Oh, I hate it.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there are so many stories that you hear.
So my parents, God bless them, I think they've been married for 35, 40 years or whatever it is now, but they had a proposal failure. My old man thought one night on a Friday or Saturday night that this is the perfect moment, quite an ambient evening. He got down on one knee and asked Mum to marry him. Mum was like, yeah, beautiful, great, yeah, whatever they say. Anyway, Dad woke up, he'd had a belly full of grog in him and thought, well, struth, I slightly remember doing that. I don't remember too clearly. Went back to Mum that next morning and said, Ange, love you dearly, but that ring, I need it back.
What?
It's not happening. So that's a proposal failure for my mum.
But then he did it again, obviously. Or are they not married?
No, they're married at some stage, though. But yeah, no, Dad was like, well, I think in hindsight, he was too pissed and he was just like, that wasn't special for anyone.
He was a bit trigger happy. I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm 15 cans in. I'm doing it.
Yeah, he just thought, bugger, let's rock and roll. And then woke up with a hangover and thought, no, let's unwrap that salami and move.
All right, 13, 10, 60. Like Xavier's parents, like Todd on The Bachelorette. 13, 10, 60, your proposal fails.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hitter. Download it today.
Want to chat proposal fails. Aww. After Todd, I'm a sure thing on The Bachelorette, went in hard into the finale. Apparently, he spent all the budget of the final episode on the ring, which he didn't get to use, which is why they're in some swamp in NT and not Bali, Fiji or Africa.
Question, if you purchase a ring and then you don't use it, can you return it for the same value that you paid for it? Or is it like a car when it leaves the shops, it's devalued a fraction?
Yeah, I don't know. I've actually got no idea.
We should ask someone that because
it would happen a fair bit.
How many proposals do fail? Like, I mean, a lot of people would ask and they'd say no and they go, okay, I'll just take this back to the shop. Or do you reckon they're too embarrassed to ask for the money back?
Just sell it to the, you know, guy down the road out there.
Could you imagine that? For sale, one engagement ring. Box only opened once.
Not used.
We shut 10 seconds later. Not used. Let's go to Joel. Proposal fails. What happened?
All right, it's not my story, it's my mate's story, though, but it is a beauty.
All right.
We believe you, Joel.
Okay, Joel, sell it to us then, mate.
Okay, so my mate takes his missus to, you know, down south for a bit of a weekend.
Yep.
Goes with her to the end of the Busselton Jetty. He's got a $6,000 ring.
Ooh, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Proposes,
yep.
But drops the ring.
Oh, no.
Off the jetty.
Off the jetty.
Do you go straight in after it, or how's
what
that?
What happened?
He did actually ask some scuba divers that were around at the time, and they just kind of looked at me and said, nah.
What?
No chance.
What a jerk.
Not a chance.
Oh, my God. Cannot believe those scuba divers. I thought anyone would help out for an engagement.
Is there a $6,000 ring at the bottom of the Busselton Jetty? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, probably.
So you're saying it like, did he, like, what happened then?
Did he go get it or insurance or?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure if he had it insured, but he did have a second go with a less expensive ring.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You'd be devastated, Joel. That sucks.
That's far out. Yeah.
That's just throwing $6,000 bag of cash in the ocean.
You'd hope insured. And a lot of those rings that do go missing in pools and beaches and stuff, if you know roughly the location, like the you hire people and they come find it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm heading down to Dunsborough later on the Savo.
I was going to say, that could be our next mission.
Let's go find that ring.
I'm going to stop in Busso this afternoon and just claim it. If I come in all blinged up,
Geez, I'd laugh if you didn't tell us. You know there's a lot of sharks getting around, though.
Yeah, that's probably.
No, Ryan gets a nip by a shark diving for the $6,000.
It'd be worth it for $6,000. Let's go to Joondalup. Kira, what happened?
Hi. So my sister was flying to Bali. So her fiancé flew to Bali. And they had a dinner private in, like, overlooking the pool in the garden.
Oh, yeah.
And they had, like, Yeah, in the villas. And they had, like, all the little Balinese people around doing dancing and music and stuff. And the menu was, like, specific to them. She had no idea. He popped the question. She was so excited. She said yes. She jumped onto her phone, wanted to call her parents and, like, myself and my sister.
Yep.
And he was like, oh, by the way, I haven't asked your parents yet. And so she just gone, oh, my goodness, like, I can't tell my mum, I can't tell my sister, like, I can't post on Facebook. She's had all these nice photos done and went from being really, really happy to, I am so pissed off, I'm sad, and she cried all night. She didn't know what to do. So you gave the ring back and made him do it again.
So you feel as though your sister, what, it was compulsory that he had to ask for permission?
Respect.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, that's what kind of thought that he would, only because they're a bit young.
Yeah.
And, how old are we talking?
She's 20.
But I mean, so what did your parents say no? Like, who cares?
No, they said yes, but like my dad has strict rules on, like, you know, you have to have a permanent job and have a house.
Kira, how old are you?
Oh, 19.
That must be so hard.
It was. And it was so embarrassing for him as well.
Oh, you got the chastity belt still on there, Kira? Crikey.
Yeah, well.
Good on you, mate. So
I reckon you'll be a helicopter parent like that, Zave.
Not a chance in the world, mate. I don't even know where my kid is.
But seriously, where is he?
I bring him in here and just leave him. A helicopter parent.
Yeah, well, that's another issue. You're starting to use the staff at Hit 92.9 as babysitters.
So. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I had a meeting the other day and it literally, there was one producer did the bottle, the other one did the burp, the other one put him to sleep, and the other one walked him down to the car.
You're training everyone up here.
Yeah, good work.
You're doing a good thing.
Sorry, back on that last call. Are you a ask the parent situation? Oh, I probably will just because it's what they do. But I mean, I don't find it that important. If they say no, you're just telling a bugger off anyway.
I don't think it's about them saying no. Like Kira said, and even what you said, it's just sort of the thing to do.
Rufo cried his eyes out to my dad and wrote him a letter and read the letter out on the phone. And he said he'd never overcome such emotion. And then he asked my mum and my brother as well.
Em's parents are probably just thrilled that I haven't asked them yet. Every time I come around.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Hit 92.9.
R&B Fridays live.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It is R&B Fridays and there's now a board game. It is R&B Fridays party game.
Yes.
All fun for all the family.
We're having withdrawals after our massive party last Friday night at NIB Stadium. And you know what? They just thought, stuff it. Now people can have their own fun. Obviously not with Fat Man Scoop, but with the party games.
Is he not in the box?
No, I can't see him.
He couldn't fit his big toe in it.
But there is lots of fun games. Basically, you'll have team members and you've got to do certain things through these cards.
Yep.
And one of the cards it's called like the Hummer, and you've got to hum an R&B song.
Yeah, right.
So we thought, why not give this board game away with a hum off?
So we're going to hum, yeah?
We hum.
So that if the person on the line gets it right, do they win straight away or what?
Yeah,
yep.
So one hum, one win.
Yeah, one hum, right. One win. So let's go to Ryan.
Am I going first?
No, sorry, Ryan on the phone.
Oh, my mistake. Ryan, hello.
Hey, mate, how you going?
That was
good. Oh, my God, too many Ryans. I mean, one's more than enough anyway.
We should
anyway.
Have just said Brian.
Oh, yeah. Two Ryans is good.
Ryan, does Ryan get to choose who he wants to hum the song?
If you want, Ryan, but we're going to go Zaves, but it's up to you, Ryan. You're the player.
Yeah, go on, Ryan.
Oh, okay. So there's a Ryan off.
There's a Ryan off.
Okay, well, you Ryan and Ryan, you have your moment together.
Hey, Ben, Ryan. Do you get called Brian as well? And everyone laughs and thinks it's funny, but it's not.
Yeah, I do actually. It happened yesterday at work.
Yeah, it's tough, doesn't it, bro?
Poor Brian and Brian.
All right, here we go.
Couple of loser chat. Let's do it. What are you doing with your face?
It feels like
it's because he's got Botox. His forehead doesn't move. Did you notice
excuse
that?
Excuse me. First of all, my eyes are watering because, I don't know, that really hurt my face. Second of all, I will not have Botox jokes from Heidi Botox Anderson over here when I just have beautiful skin and you're all jealous.
Old Needles Anderson over there.
Pipe down, Needles.
Don't turn on me, Ellis.
Sorry, mate.
Injectables Anderson. Ryan, do you know what that song is?
I would not have a clue.
Have a guess, mate. Have a guess.
What? It's really hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Hot in Here by Nelly.
Oh, Rye Dog. Yeah, sorry, mate.
Right. Let's.
Thanks for playing. Let's go to Elodie. Hello.
Morning, guys.
Hello. Now, Xavier Ellis is busting to hum for you.
Oh. Let's do it.
Okay. Here we go, Ellis. Good luck.
You listening? Let's rock and roll.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
It's Yeah by Usher and Lil Jon.
Is that right,
Zaves?
That's 100% correct.
Ellie, well done, mate. You won the game. Now, just for the record, Xavier had no idea what that was because it was someone else humming. He got our video guy to hum for him.
We nailed it.
I was going to do... cheers to the cheers to the freaking weekend.
Yeah, by how Rihanna. Can you just have a go? No. Master's the best at this.
Yeah, Master's.
He's good at humming.
Master's the gangster.
What a hummer. Elodie, mate, you won our hum off. You are getting the R&B Fridays party game, sister. Good job.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Good on you, mate.
Same to you. The R&B Fridays party game. Get yours now in time for Christmas at hit.com.au or head in store. To Big W where you can check it out as well.
Want more Heidi, Xavier and Ryan? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit929.com.au.
RAC are for safer roads. Maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up.